venez nous joindre pour la fête de pétanque à Amelia Island le week-end prochain, le 11 et 12 novembre.
That's Sheila Clark encouraging people to come see the Pétanque Amelia Island Open. Her Jacksonville-based French club, Alliance Française, will be one of the vendors dishing up some fun along the sidelines, everything from crepe tossing to pop-up French lessons. Kate Harris of the Amelia Island Convention and Visitors Bureau expects to hear many languages spoken here during the tournament. It's drawing players from 19 countries and around the U.S. She says, given Amelia Island's French connection and feel, it's the perfect backdrop for the competition and festivities.
I mean, we were originally a French island. That was the first of our eight flags. And this event came here about 9 years ago. A Belgian gentleman, Philippe Boots, originated it here. And this has grown into the biggest pétanque tournament in the Americas. We're an ideal home for this. We have a harbor front, palm trees, you can walk to shops and restaurants, and a lot of people tell us that this town on Fernandina Beach on Amelia Island is very much like the small towns in the south of France where pétanque originated.
Seven world champions will be among the players here, players of all ages, competing on dozens of pétanque courts scattered throughout the town, most near the Fernandina Harbor Marina. Harris mentioned Philippe Boots. On WJCTnews.org, you'll find him explaining how the game is played.
Nice rolling and nice shooting.
It's similar to bocce, with the goal to toss these hollow steel balls as close as possible to a small wooden one. It's normally played on hard dirt or gravel. Denny Lathamer with the Amelia Island Pétanque Club plays about five afternoons a week. He was introduced to the game 3 years ago when another tournament was here.
But I was down here at the seafood market, and Charlie down there was telling me, I saw all these people down here, and I go, Charlie, what are they doing down there? He says, they're playing pétanque. Charlie, what is pétanque? And so he started explaining quite a few of the rules. So my wife and I walked down here and met Philippe, and Philippe told me a few more rules, and there was somebody that needed another player. So I jumped in and played and was hooked ever since.
That describes the ease at which one can join a game. Lathamer recommends it.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful game. I invite everybody to come out here and play with. You don't need to know how, be athletic or anything to play this game. And a lot of times on Saturday mornings, especially, it's very social, meet people that just love to get together and talk.
Excitement is growing, and pétanque may become a sport in the 2024 Olympics in, where else? Paris.
Paris, how about that? Is that cool or what?
This tournament is free to the public, and Kate Harris hopes people will come out to Amelia Island.
On va danser.
No, it's just, it's a beautiful time of year. It's a great weekend. So I would say, just come up, come walk around, stay for a little bit. You'll be able to enjoy food and drink here. We'll have live music at lunchtime. We have different musicians coming to play. And, you can just come here. It's like getting a little European holiday, but you're right here on the First Coast.
Michelle Corum, WJCT News.
Avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur, infinie, voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés.